And now for our regular look at the world of advertising, a new ad campaign by United Airlines uses cartoons to appeal to, of all people, business travelers. Slate contributor Seth Stevenson has our review.
There are three new United spots, each drawn by an animator who has either won or been nominated for an Academy Award. None of the ads has any dialogue, just United's longtime theme song, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. In the first spot, a woman has a great idea. We know this because there's a light bulb floating above her head. She travels far and wide to evangelize for this idea, causing light bulbs to appear above the heads of those she converts. Wherever she goes, she flies on United Airlines. In other spots, one man flies United to attend a job interview. He gets the job. And another man flies United to bring a rose to his far-off mom. She's pleased. I wasn't a huge fan of these spots at first. For one thing, why would anyone actually travel to spread a great idea? Couldn't you spread it much faster with the aid of modern telecommunications? And the guy flying out to the job interview, if he's looking for work, wouldn't he just want the cheapest flight available? He wouldn't pick United unless it offered the best deal. But these ads don't say boo about low fares. Then, after I thought about it some more, I started to like the campaign. For starters, it's gorgeous. In terms of sheer visual splendor, no other ad out now comes close. The Rose for Mom spot in particular is breathtaking. Russian animator Alexander Petrov paints on a pane of glass using his fingers. He photographs the painting and then, before the paint dries, swishes and swoops it around to create the next frame in the sequence. The effect is slurrily enchanting. As for the light bulb spot, and I found this somehow even more impressive, the entire thing is simply hand-drawn with a number 2 pencil. By the way, how brilliant was it back in 1987 when United first thought to license Rhapsody in Blue? They've pretty much stuck with it ever since. The song does the branding work for them, and it's also amazingly versatile. Several different movements with a wide range of themes and emotions. So United can use it in both wistful and triumphant contexts, but it's always recognizably the same song. But it's not just that these ads look and sound distinct. They also convey a mood that's wildly different from other airline ads. The competition tends to pitch attributes, price, legroom, etc. But United is targeting a unique demographic, frequent business travelers. They don't care as much about specifics like price, since they usually don't pay for the ticket. And they really are looking for a long-term, monogamous relationship with just one airline and its frequent flyer program. They tend to develop an allegiance, even an identity as a business traveler. I'm a United flyer. In short, they care about brand image. And as the ad's creative director told me, you can't build a brand around legroom. I give these ads a B+. Points off for the tagline, uttered by Robert Redford.
United, it's time to fly.
Since I know United's in bankruptcy protection, I hear a sort of keening, prodding urgency in the line. Like, it's time to fly. Now! Please fly, damn it! Come on! We're bankrupt here! Help us out!
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate, and you'll find more on this in the day-to-day section of our website, npr.org.